Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is your boy, Mr. Karan Rose. And lovely, it's a lovely Sunday morning, and I can't even believe it is October 3rd. Where is the time going? I feel like I say this almost every week, but it's just amazing to me that the time is just flying. But you know what? So many good things are happening. And there's a great silver lining with everything that's happening in the world right now. Sometimes you might not be able to see it, you know, when you're kind of going through the thick of things. But when you sit back and you start to see some of the opportunities and new things that are happening for us to really progress, you know, you can feel good about the silver lining that this entire pandemic has brought us. And today's episode, I was sitting back yesterday, and I was really thinking about some of the negative things that have been happening, especially here in Trinidad, where, you know, cost of living is seemingly on the rise. And a wide variety of companies have come out and, you know, made certain announcements. And there's been a lot of outrage. And the one thing that kept popping up in all of the news that I've been hearing and seeing was that, is it time for people to start thinking about entrepreneurship or tapping into that entrepreneurial spirit that we have so long had but has, you know, kind of been put to rest because of the education system and just the way society has been constructed? Is it time for us to start really thinking about entrepreneurship? Because a lot of the issues that we are going to be facing, people and are facing, people are going to need to figure out some things. They have a lot of things to figure about. And I mean, in today's episode, I kind of wanted to touch a bit on that. So it's titled, Is Entrepreneurship For You? That is the topic of today's Sunday motivation episode. Is entrepreneurship for you? Right? I know somebody is probably hearing this, that title, and saying, nah, it's that ain't it for me, you know. And again, we're gonna get into that, but let's talk about it. So we have seen over the last year the cost of goods around the world have begun to rise, due to interruptions in the value chain for businesses. Raw goods are costing more. Over the past few weeks, we have seen several announcements from companies right here in Trinidad who have indicated that they have been eating the increases within their business and they have not been passing them over to consumers. These increases in our livelihood are not over. Matter of fact, the pandemic is nowhere near finished with us. So the cost for goods, services will only continue to increase. And even when things open back up a little bit more, there are still a lot of things to consider. So even when you look at the companies that have been, you know, making these announcements, some of them have been working hard not to let go of the labor force. And again, they've just been eating some of these increases. And they've also not been passing the additional costs over to the consumers. So again, over these last couple of weeks, you're starting to see companies come out and say they can no longer eat the increases, and we're probably going to see more more positions being made redundant. But we'll get into that as well. We are seeing a shift globally where society is requiring you to be vaccinated to work and even access a growing list of industries as a consumer. So as you guys know, right here in Trinidad and Tobago, we've made our own announcements that come October 11th, you are going to need to be fully vaccinated in order to access gyms, restaurants, cinemas, bars. And that list is only going to keep on growing, right? Matter of fact, if you want to travel, almost no country is accepting you unless you are fully vaccinated. And then they have a list of vaccines that they accept as for you to be able to be considered fully vaccinated by their laws. So this is going to create some serious ripple effects. Now, whatever your decision is on vaccinations, I think one thing that we can agree on is that we are still not in a state of normal, nor have we begun the new normal, because everything is about to change again. Everything is about to change again. With all of these things in flux, we haven't even begun to see what our new normal looks like, right? So things are about to change in a big way, which is why in today's topic, is entrepreneurship for you. We have things to talk about. So now, not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur or start their own business. And you have folks that don't believe everybody could be an entrepreneur. Some say the instincts that make successful entrepreneurs are things that you are born with, and others believe that it's things that you can learn. I think it's well documented throughout history that everybody started off as, or we all started off as entrepreneurial people. We had to hunt, we had to gather, we had to forage, and then we would have to hit the markets to trade. You needed to learn a skill in order to generate, you know, money. I believe because of the education system that we have and the industrial age, we have been reprogrammed to be workers. And the majority of the systems in place favor those who are employed and not necessarily a business. So where am I going with this topic today? Well, I believe now, in order to survive the times that moving forward, we need to get back to our entrepreneurial roots, where everyone needs to start learning skills in order to generate money and resources for their family. Business at its core is really, it's simple. It's really all about finding a problem, solving it, and being paid to do so. I mean, that's business at its most basic level. When people think of business, however, they usually view it as this mammoth of a task because you need to grow it into this major enterprise, and just the thought of doing that throws them off. This is where I believe if more people understood the gig or freelancer economy and learn about the new opportunities that it presents, it may be easier for people to wrap their minds around it and understand its importance. There is a wealth of new skills and new problems that are on the market for us to tackle. And this is regionally and internationally. If we start to learn any of these new skills, just like how folks will farm produce or vegetables and then go to the market to sell their goods, if we are able to learn these new skills and learn how to go to the freelancer markets, use our own websites and social media to begin selling our skills, whether it is full-time or part-time, learning these skills and learning how to generate income in the digital economy is going to be critical for any and or all of us to be able to move forward. With the cost of goods and services raising, businesses are going to have to restructure. This is no secret, folks. They are going to have to find ways to balance the raising costs. And when that happens, either the consumer is going to start to pay more, or the businesses need to find ways to become more efficient, and that can lead to them cutting down on their labor force to reduce their wage bill. Remember, people don't go in business to lose money. And if the industry is losing money, or they can't figure out how to transform this business in a way that makes sense, then they can very well decide to upend, close everything down, and then everybody loses their job. All right. So there's a lot of balancing that has to go on with these big businesses and the decisions that they make to either pass costs over to the consumer or reduce the labor force. And I mean, you see people online who don't necessarily understand business, and that's cool, and they're asking you too. But because they don't know a lot of the nuances that go into, you know, the decisions that businesses make, people think that these companies are, you know, either price gouging, or there's so much outrage. They think that all these big companies are evil, and it's not that. A lot of the times, it just comes down to simple mathematics. And if a CEO or an owner of a business decides that this particular industry is not making any more sense for me, or there's a different industry that I could get into, you can't fault anybody for deciding to say, hey, you know what, we're closing this thing down and I'm going to go do something else, right? Can't fault anybody for that. Anywho, restructuring is going to happen. There's no if, ands, or buts. And as these things continue to happen, you should start preparing yourself to be able to earn additional revenue if you still have your full-time job, or possibly start preparing yourself to transition into a new field if you face potential loss of hours or full-out job loss in the future. Nobody is asking you to start the next Amazon or raise an amazing amount of capital or even hire people. What I'm telling you is that we don't necessarily need to be on a salary, but we do need to start learning how to create revenue. And one way we can do that with a low barrier to entry is by learning any of the new digital skills and learn how to become freelancers to participate in the gig economy. Maybe you have an eye for graphics. Learning how to use tools like Canva or tools to make infographics, manage social media, become a blog writer or a content creator for companies. Learn how to create apps or do copywriting. That's a big skill. Managing a CRM. There are thousands of new skills on the market that have amazing earning potential. And again, it will give you access to participate in the global economy. Start learning new skills and put yourself in a position to begin generating additional revenue. Don't wait till it's too late, folks. The job markets in many industries are being forced to transform. Implement technology, automation, and they have to reduce their labor force because many companies, their biggest expense is the labor. You may be or have been a part of these exercises already. Here's something that, you know, people don't like to hear. You may currently have skills that are no longer in demand. Let me just say it again. You may currently have skills that are no longer in demand. Doesn't matter how long you went to school for it. Doesn't matter if you have a degree, a master's, a PhD in it. If you have all of the required years of experience and you have the certificates and diplomas, degrees, doctorates in things that are no longer relevant, then you are going to be redundant by force, and you don't want to be in that position. But you know what? All is not lost, because it is easier to learn skills now and participate in the worldwide economy than ever before. And we are no longer limited to opportunities that are only available in our country. I know that this shift is going to require you to change your way of thinking and how you see the world. You may even need to start going to therapy in order to get past the mental blocks and the stress of this entire thing that the pandemic has put you through. But I want you to start seeking help as soon as you can. Because right now, the digital age, because of the pandemic, the digital age is in a major, major land grab. Those who can spot their opportunities and claim their own space right now stand to make a lot of money. And they can build a solid foundation for years to come. The greatest shift of wealth is happening because of the pandemic. And we here in the Caribbean need to be a part of that. So building a big business may not be for you. But learning how to connect to your inner self, tapping into that dormant entrepreneurial spirit that we have all been blessed with, and learning how to gain new skills and leveraging them into new opportunities to create revenue is what is going to help us ride the waves that the pandemic has brought us. So, is building the next Google for you? No, unless that's what your goal is. But I implore each and every one of you, we need to stop trying to hold on to the past. We need to stop trying to hold on to the past and fight to keep it. Because the truth is, the system, the world, a lot of these things were broken anyway. And some of the industries are not going to serve us moving forward. We have a lot of new issues. We have a lot of tools that were never available for us. And a lot of the products and services that have been commercialized or made redundant by technology is for the better, because now we as humans get to start working on more meaningful problems. So we need to stop holding on to the past. It's going to be rough, which is why I know we are all going to need, you know, some real therapy moving forward, because there's a lot of things that we have to unlearn. There's going to be some really tough times ahead, but you know what? It doesn't have to be so bad, because now, whereas before, in order to learn, we had to, you know, go to school, get a tertiary education, spend a lot of money, go into debt, years. We got to give years to these things. Now, it doesn't have to be like that. And there are more things that are recognized than just your degree. Now, learning and skilled and building a portfolio is really all you need. So, the sooner we can start, you know, giving our future self a chance and stop trying to fight and hold on to, you know, what worked for the last 10, 20, 30, 50 years, and we look at the world and the opportunities that are in front of us, the sooner we can get to that point where we can surrender ourselves to say, you know what? All right, let me go find something. Let me pick something that is new, that is relevant, that is current, and we can dive into that. We're going to position ourselves in a much better place. And again, because we are here in the Caribbean, where cost of living is so much cheaper than many of the first world countries, the exchange rates work in our favor. So when people are paying you in US dollars and in pounds, We can live better lives here, generating our own foreign exchange and living better lives, because that money from those other currencies goes further right here in the Caribbean than it does in their own countries. So keep that in mind. But that's my episode for today. You know, is entrepreneurship for you? I believe that there's levels to it. And I think at the very most basic level, you know, learning a new skill and learning how to turn that into a way to generate opportunities and revenue for you, I believe that is going to be the way forward. That is going to be that buffer for people who are getting laid off, and for people who are losing hours at work, or for people who just generally need to make more money. And all it takes is your smartphone and an internet connection to be able to start making money. That's my episode for you guys today on Sunday Motivations. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to share the podcast, because I'm sure there's somebody that needed to hear this message today. Don't forget that you guys can rate the podcast on any of your favorite podcast directories, or you could drop a review. The reviews help the podcast grow, and the Digipreneur family has been growing ever since inception. Again, I just love to see the growth that has been happening and the more people coming into the community. My name is Karen Rose. You can check me out on KarenRose.com or go to the Digipreneur.fm website. Both websites you can subscribe to and ensure that you don't miss any of the content that we're putting out, or the interviews or the courses or the workshops, any of the latest events. You can subscribe to any one of those platforms. That is it from me. Have yourself an enjoyable Sunday. You take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karen Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karen Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.